Measure the weight of the human heart for intelligence, and its evanescence becomes a field of space, magnetic and immeasurable, wherein the ceremony of the spark is an act that can't be taken back once shoveled out with the ashes. I think the cosmos says yes to wholeheartedness at any cost, and the cost is great. And the spirit loves best the reckless act. It's a kind of sacrifice when you don't believe in mistakes.
Cérémonie de l'étincelle. Mesurer le poids du cœur humain en cherchant l'intelligence, et son évanescence devient un champ d'espace, magnétique et immensurable, où la cérémonie de l'étincelle est un acte accompli à jamais, une fois que l'appel a tout enlevé avec les cendres. Je pense que le cosmos approuve l'élan sans réserve, à tout prix, et le prix à payer est fort, et que l'esprit préfère l'acte téméraire. C'est une sorte de sacrifice quand on ne croit pas à l'erreur.
Merci. This poem is called Franklin Park, and it's written in sections, and I'm going to read about four sections. It's Franklin Park is a park outside of Boston, Massachusetts. When snow falls on Franklin Park and black grackles, north, south, central, sit between each invisible spot of happiness, the mothers walk by brutally into the old autumn gush of rust red leaves, like you should be lucky to grow old at all. I still see them, more of us. Pudding stone, rutty and tough in snow under their feet, turns into a soft thing thrown down over the edge of dried myrtle and beech leaves. Cars whir and curse in front of what used to be our house before our fortunes were reversed. This America is a wonderful place, one immigrant said. If it's a cage, then it's safe. Pushing children in plaid and silver prams, us mothers were dumpy, hunched in the damp, and our red-lipped infants sucked on their strange fingers, eyes stunned by the gunny strong grass on near hills. I wanted to sit near sweet water or salt in the fuzz of extreme weather, but we're not here to. Like women who love the Lord live on hills, what for, we cawed outside, as in bare trees, too plain to see. In the sylvan section of the old zoo, some of us pace in traffic, pushing carriages up the avenue, while others do baseball and barbecue, near where the primate cage is closed. Birds pulsate in a repulsive replica of the tropics, as if painted, can't breathe. It's the end of afternoon when all things blacken. I say, fix me a rum and coke and a good strong smoke, Mr. No One. Me and the kids are looking to go home now. The snowflakes whirled, minuscule in three-story tenements, seemed to eat what was due to the children in windows. Pink lips open on glass and frost. No sky upstairs but a wall surrounding walls and a woman. Like this, happiness learned to be lonely before it could be lost. And no opiate made so many people as poor as this, but pure desire. And to those few, I must say yes to their wish. Let my experience make me famous or rich. Your emptiness will come too. Follow you from home. And everywhere, the courage to suffer is missing.